High Rough Maneuvers.
Wow, there go a couple of billion brain cells.
It's okay, Willie.
High Rough Maneuvers! High Rough Maneuvers.
Bullshit episode.
Initializing.
This right. I command.
This I command.
All right. So just as a little callback to episode 7, we did go watch G.I. Joe the movie. And Scrimmy, does Duke die?
According to this version, he does not.
I believe this is the only version that exists.
I feel like we had a conversation something got overdubbed in the end. It's
the only version of the movie that was ever released. And you can tell that after the movie was made, they did overdub at the end. Because it's not even, you don't even see anybody saying it. You just hear somebody off screen yelling, "Hey, Duke came out of his coma. He's going to pull through." Because Duke's supposed to die. But, they learned their lesson the previous year when they killed Optimus Prime and pissed off, 10-year-old boys across America.
We should definitely make that another
bonus.
Transformers. Transformers, absolutely. The animated movie, the original one.
1986.
So many cool little tidbits.
It's amazing.
And I have some cool stuff to talk about with that one.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll watch it sometime and talk it. It'll be awesome.
I lost
awesome.
My glasses. Oh, well.
Do you need them?
Nope.
Okay.
I just don't like not knowing where they are.
That's fair. All right, welcome to episode 8 of
my favorite glasses.
Sleazin' 2. The last episode.
High Rough Maneuvers.
I'm one of the hosts, Robbie.
And I'm Scrimmy.
Yay. So, because you douchebags.
And Lou is here. Lou is over there.
Oh, there's Lou.
Yeah. Stoned cat.
All right, back to me yelling at the few people who listen. Because you douchebags downloaded the ladies episode the least from last season, we're going to make it a regular season thing. Yeah. So, if you didn't like it, you have yourselves to blame for this. Ah! Anyway, you just spit on me.
So far away.
I don't believe you just spit on me. Well, I know, but still. Either that or there's a leak in your roof.
Lou has boogers. He might have sneezed on you.
Lou has been the most quiet I've ever seen him. I didn't even know he was over there.
He's watching.
I know, it's kind of creepy now that I know he is. I'll be honest, I don't like it. All right, so this episode is going to be...
about cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers and bitches.
Fuck yeah.
It's America's greatest export. Cheeseburgers and bitches. Anyway.
That's all right. We got.
I take that back. No, it's female musicians again. So we got some good ones.
I think so.
Yeah. You want to start?
Sure.
Is there anything else you want to get out of the way before we get into it?
I'm sure that'll be something. I have no Chris Barnes anything anymore.
Yeah, we're done with that.
I think. Yeah, someday.
if Chris Barnes ever does anything worth talking about,
or if he finally gets around to hitting me up and be like,
"Hey, buddy.
Hey, you want to make an album?
You want to make an album?
No, I'm gonna do an album with Bonnie Tyler. Sorry.
Damn right we are. It's gonna be way better than 6 Feet Under.
Awesome.
Anyway, all right.
So
what did I send you?
So the first one that I listened to immediately was L7's Hungry for Stick.
Yeah.
Fuck. Banger.
So good.
I forgot.
There's not a bad song.
There's not. Hold on. I'm going to pull up the tracks.
There's not a bad song on that album.
Hold on.
There's some that are definitely better than others, but there's not a bad song. This is taking too long.
I know it
what? Is. How are you not prepared?
Dude, am I ever?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Am I evil?
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. There's one song in there that's kind of like slower than the rest of them. It was a single. And I didn't care for that one.
What is it?
I don't remember.
Oh.
You told me to fucking fuck off with the phone. So dude, I did. It doesn't matter.
All right,
it's a fucking awesome album.
It's so good.
I forgot how much I enjoyed it. I always That was one of the ones that I didn't remember liking all that much when it came out.
Okay.
And for some reason thinking like this doesn't I associate the sound of Bricks Are Heavy.
Okay.
Which is a Butch Vig record.
Yep.
So it's got a sound. But
that was the one before this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but that one, I mean, I was too young to know who the fuck Butch Vig was.
Right.
And then I found out he did Nirvana and a bunch of other shit. But anyway, that's such a solid album. And then this one is like, it sounds like a lot of it they could have done live in the studio, which is totally cool because I feel like that's probably what they did before.
Was this not a Butch Vig record?
I don't know.
Because I think this
it's
one...
It's too all over the place to be a Butch okay. Vig record.
All right.
Like, it doesn't move like a Butch Vig record would.
Cause okay.
His stuff always seems very planned out. Oh, here comes a Casey.
A Casey.
With some laundry.
Who is super nice, by the way. This is an appreciation. She lets me take over the couch.
Yay.
And we appreciate that.
Thank you. So, but yeah, no, there's all kinds. And we can do a callback. Oh, I don't have my fucking glasses on.
Well, what song was it?
It might be. Stuck in here.
Oh, okay. Stuck here again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That if that's the weakest song, it's a fucking banger of an album.
Yeah. No, like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But so we remember when we the episode that just came out today, which is not the one that we're doing right now.
Oh, episode one of Sleazen 2?
Yeah.
The albums we don't like?
Yeah. Prodigy's Fat of the Land is on that, and they do a cover of...
That's funny.
What is it? Fuel My Fire.
Yeah.
Fuck Prodigy.
Yeah. I think that's the one album from that episode that we both hate. Like, the other three albums, one of us liked it.
Well, didn't you like it, and you're just ashamed that you liked it?
No, I owned it when I was in, like, eighth grade. And I am embarrassed of that, yes.
Good.
But I think by the time I finished eighth grade, I had already not liked it. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. No. Let me see.
All right.
So.
Dude, there's some.
Dude, Andre's Baggage. Yeah. Baggage is so good. Can I Run?
Dude, The Bomb. The Bomb is probably my favorite song. That one and Shirley. Shirley is so good.
Dude, this is one of those bands that when I listen to them, I'm like, that's what I've been trying to do all along. Like, this is exactly it.
They made the record you this always wanted
like,
to.
Like, the way they play is like how I play.
Right.
Like, when I was doing Meatsaw, if you took away Gravy's voice, like, all of it would sound like...
It's L7 songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, but yeah. No,
moving
this,
on.
This whole thing is... fucking rad, and I feel like, again, like I didn't want to like it when I was younger.
Weird.
Yeah. I was so like stuck on the Bricks Are Heavy.
Yeah. Well, that was like their big breakthrough album, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But it's sonically so different than the other ones. Like,
I don't think so.
I do.
Yeah.
But
anyway, maybe, but yeah.
I'm right.
Probably.
We're going to see L7.
For the Bricks Are Heavy anniversary tour.
Fuck yeah.
It's going to be so good.
Do you think this will be out by then? I don't think so.
That'll be in October. So maybe.
Maybe.
But whatever. We're going to do a bonus episode and talk about that concert. It's going to be so good. All right. What else? Anything else?
No, I guess I don't really.
If for some reason you've lived under a rock for the last 30 years.
Me?
No, whoever's listening.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
And you don't know this album?
They were this band.
Yeah, if you don't know this band, that's even worse.
It's kind of like almost a deal breaker.
Yeah, I don't think
you don't know who they are. You know the tampon band, like something.
So, at work when I bought us tickets I was talking to a couple of customers, and somebody brought that up. They're like, "Oh, weren't those chicks that were throwing used tampons?" And I was like, "All right, yes, but." Did you ever ask yourself what the audience did to deserve that? People don't just do that for no reason, okay? Like, that is instigated and brought out of an individual. That's they had it coming. But anyway.
L7. Worship L7.
They're squares.
God damn it, they are squares.
But that's cool. Yeah, I like how them and the Melvins take, like, those insult dweeb names. And just made it their.
Oh yeah,
they just made it their band name.
Isn't there a Merkins also?
A Merkins?
No, the band. There's a band called the Merkins.
Oh, maybe I don't know. So. Isn't a Merkin like a cod piece?
It's like a wig.
Yeah, it's a wig for your balls.
Yeah.
Or genitalia.
Yeah.
But anyway.
This bong hit presented by Casey.
Did that get on? I don't think it got on.
I could hear it.
It doesn't mean it got on. Yeah, that's what you would have to do. All right.
Whatever.
All right, we're moving on.
Dun dun dun.
Whoops. No, don't do that. That was silly. So, yeah, the first one you sent me was Lonely Beach by Mient.
Mient?
We don't know how to pronounce her name.
Spelled, what is it? M I Y N T.
It's not on here. Oh, no. I told you, it just shows me the album title. Yeah.
I believe it's like M-I-Y-N-T.
I think there's an E in there. Maybe. Did you say E? It doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
Anyway.
I'd look it up in my phone, but I can't spell it.
Fair. It was a really cool record. It was a lot going on throughout it, I think, right? Why are you staring at me?
I'm fucking high.
Dazed out? Like what?
I had another complete thought.
We're in a conversation.
So I was like, okay.
Welcome to the show.
Never mind.
Okay. So I think there's a lot going on this record.
Oh, every song sounds like something completely different.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But there's like a vibe.
There's totally a through vibe, I'll call it. But yeah, there's like a bunch of different subgenres just flowing throughout the whole thing.
And she's got hooks.
And then, there's a ton of hooks on this thing. Like, it opens up with, yeah. Wait, did I make any? I don't think I made notes. Let me look.
So, like, I was saying before we started recording, like, my Spotify is kind of loaded with tons of shit that I can't keep track of, like, who's who. So I just put shuffles of things on and I'll just hit like for like a week straight, and then I'll listen back to all the liked songs and I'll weed through that and then make playlists based off of that. And there was a whole bunch of songs from this artist Mient that I had no idea it was her. And then it turns out, like, there was 5 songs off of
one. They were all on one album.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. I guess I should go check out this album because I like half of it.
Right, right.
And then I found, like, way down that there was more songs, like, peppered in. So she's been in my rotation for a while.
For quite a while.
And I just didn't know who it was.
That's fair. It's so, Mient.
Mient is awesome.
It is awesome.
Really, and it's fun, like, to get high.
It's like a cool, like, psychedelic, but not in
it's
your
really
face
lo-fi.
About it. Yeah, it's not like, I don't know if it's advertised as like a psychedelic record.
It's like what I do, but
it
good.
Is. Okay. Or it's like what you do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
fair.
Yeah. Great record. Don't really know how else to describe it, except it's got like an old vibe, like a lo-fi garage vibe, but like it's not solid, like sonically. It's kind of, it sounds like an old tape that's been left out in the sun, like
a little bit,
but like all the songs have a personality and she's got a great voice and hooks.
Yeah.
Get all that shit.
Touche. Moving on.
Moving on.
Did you finally listen to the right record?
Okay. This was a tough one because I didn't know who I was supposed to be listening to.
And I sent it to you
a couple times. But the words that would come up in the link were something else.
I know.
So I listened to this other band like three times. And I'm like, I just don't think this is it. But he says this is it. So I wasn't listening to the right band and totally not enjoying it the whole time. But trying. Because you did play me a snippet. And I was like, okay, I can get down with this.
Yeah, last week, yeah. And I found it on your phone and played it. And then, all of a sudden you couldn't find it again.
Yeah. And so I listened to, like, the wrong band a bunch of times.
But then you found the right one, though.
Yes.
Yes.
And I didn't get around to listening to it until last night.
Okay.
And I got high in bed. And I had my headphones on, and I probably fell asleep to it, which is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then this morning, I had to drive around and run some errands and shit, so I listened to it all morning.
There you go.
And then I listened to it on my way home from work today and went for a little drive just to absorb it.
Oh, okay.
Now, in this listen, I decided, I was like, this just sounds really, like, it's fine. So, but I was like, this just sounds like something else. It's not very original. The recording, like it is a time period that has been captured.
There's
nothing interesting
that jumps out at you.
Right. There's no like, oh, that's neat. Like,
right.
Like Power Trip or something, you know what I mean? Like, they capture the vibe, but like there's a little something new to what they're doing. So anyway, this band captures this thing. And I was like, hold on. And I put on the first Morbid Angel record.
Okay.
It's like, this is the same fucking thing. This is exactly what this is. So I just kept listening to the Morbid Angel record because it was the same.
That's funny.
So if you don't really care to listen to this band,
Dreaming Dead. And the album was Funeral Twilight.
Yeah, I just would say fuck it and go listen to Morbid Angel's Altars of Madness instead because, like, it makes more sense. You could cut each one of those albums in half and splice them together, like side A and side B of the other album, on one side and the others. And if somebody has never heard either of these bands before and you just gave it to them, you wouldn't fucking know the difference the way through.
Yeah, you could do that for any two bands and give it to somebody who doesn't listen to death metal.
Like, somebody that does listen to death metal. I'm saying that someone like that would be into it but never for some reason heard Morbid Angel because what the fuck in this bizarre universe.
Okay.
And this is what happened. You wouldn't fucking tell the difference.
All right. Well, is that a bad thing?
Pointless thing.
I think it's different.
It's fine.
I don't think it's the same.
I also think the first Morbid Angel album is fine.
Yeah. Anyway. Whatever. I like this more than Morbid Angel. But that's just me.
I can't say that.
That's fine.
But they do sound the same, so I guess what the fuck? Who cares? It doesn't matter.
None of this matters. It's all for naught.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
So you.
Me. Last one. I was sent Little Queen by Heart. Yeah, Heart's another one, like L7. It like, if you don't know who they are for some reason, you probably...
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't think we could have a conversation. There's probably a bunch of other things in your life that also don't make sense. Right? Like...
I met a girl once that said that she had never heard of Guns N' Roses.
That's...
I thought it was weird.
That's suspect.
Totally fucking serious.
Wow.
It was weird. I was just weird. It was like 10 years ago. Her name was Penny.
Was she only 10 years old?
No.
Okay.
She was about my age.
Then that makes less sense.
Yeah, it was strange. Yeah.
All right. So in Little Queen, it's from when they were awesome in the 70s.
I think it's their second album. Second or third.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of like 80s heart. Like a lot of those cool bands. Then they did like
I thought their 90s stuff was worse.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because I like the 80s shit. It's fun.
Okay. But this was when they were like...
One of the only tapes I have in my car. It's Bad Animals. Fuck yeah.
Okay. Why didn't you send me that one?
Because I wanted to send you this one.
Oh.
Because it's really good. And well, I thought you would enjoy it.
Oh, I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because it is so 1977.
So fucking 70.
Like, the riffs...
The album cover.
The cover. Yeah, no, the artwork. Yeah, the riffs, the production. It is just so, talk about like a time capsule. But granted, that's like when it was made, you know?
And here's one more thing. But, if you don't know heart, strike one. Big strike.
Yeah.
Strike two. If you don't know the biggest song on this fucking album within like a second and a half.
Isn't it the opening you're a song?
Fucking alien. Barracuda?
Yeah. I think it's the opening song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know the riff of Barracuda,
yeah.
There's a problem.
There's a huge problem. Like, I guess you could not know who does it.
That's fine.
But yeah, if you don't, yeah, yeah, that's fair.
That's like engraved in your brain, like Beavis and Butthead shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear
that shit at the guitar store 100 times a week.
Oh, just people picking up guitars and playing it. Yeah,
they're all playing it wrong.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
You don't make like the Stairway to Heaven rule.
Nobody plays it. I wish they would.
What, Stairway?
Yes.
That's because they think it's a rule you're not allowed to.
Dude, I don't want to hear fucking Eruption.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Dude.
Who does that?
Dude. All of them.
It's probably people who can't actually play it, though, right?
They're all about 60 plus years old.
Oh, God.
They all have white New Balances on, embroidered Patriots caps.
That checks out.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
Blue jeans that are a little baggy. Yeah. Some kind of polo shirt and with like a Napa logo.
Always on tucked in. Always tucked in.
So, yeah, those are the guys.
Yep.
They come in.
And they come in and try and play Eruption.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And if somebody ever comes in and they want to play a real Gibson Flying V, I say you're only allowed to play songs off Kill 'Em All on this thing. And I'm serious. And I've gotten my way a couple times.
Will people not?
I'm like, you need to play this guitar through that JCM 800, and I want to hear... Fucking like hit the lights. Let's go.
Then what do they say?
Dude, I've had a couple people
do it.
Fucking ripping up songs off Kill 'Em All.
What happens when they don't want to do that?
I mean,
They just play the guitar anyway.
Uh-huh. And I walk away.
Like, but if they're playing Kill 'Em All, do you like stand around and hang out?
I'm like, you're good. I like you.
I'll give you an extra 5 minutes on the V.
I have yet to see one person pick up a Rickenbacker and play a fucking Motorhead song other than myself.
Did they make? Yeah, they make Rickenbacker guitars.
Yeah, but Rickenbacker bass.
But nobody picks up the bass and plays Ace of Spades.
No.
That's dumb.
Dumb.
Do people pick up the Rickenbacker?
Once in a while, a lot of people are intimidated by it. They're like, it's fucking Rick. I'm like, just play it.
I mean, it is super expensive.
Some of them, though. I mean, depends. We'll let, dude. We have a $15,000. I'm not gonna shit talk, but we have a $15,000 guitar on the wall right now.
Why?
You know what it is?
Yeah, no. Like, why is it 15 grand?
It's the Joe Strummer signature guitar.
Joe Strummer.
Yeah, not a lead guitar player. Joe Strummer was in the Clash.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
But that's what I mean. Like, so it's just like a...
It's just a replica of his Telecaster.
Like,
so it has like a piece of gaffer tape across it and then an old English sticker that's all faded. It's a little beat up. It's supposed to be a replica.
But it's like not his.
$15,000. pretty punk rock, bro.
I know. That's the other kind of confusing thing. Although, wasn't he like a rich kid?
I don't know if he was a rich kid, but I knew in the end of his career with the Clash, it was about money.
Oh, yeah. It's usually the demise of all of them. Anyway.
Guitars are cool.
Sometimes. It's cooler if you can play them.
But yes. Eruption on all of the EVH guitars.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
They play it through like a 5150.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Oh, yeah.
What else?
And then there's the dudes who play Strats, and all they want to do is play Eric Clapton.
I was going to say, is it just Clack? Because I do not like Clapton. I couldn't care less. Like, at all. Like, I think I used to like Cream, and then I listened to it a few years ago. I was like, I don't like this either. Okay. We're allowed to have different opinions. Okay. Like, are we trying to start shit? Pointing fingers.
Just be prepared to pay the consequences.
Of what?
Talking shit.
Okay.
Say whatever you want. But I might punch you in the nose.
What, are you a big Cream fan?
No.
Oh, then...
It's a general statement.
A general statement?
Yes.
All right. You're just mad because secretly you love Kate Bush.
No, I don't.
You waited way too long to deny that.
No.
Anyway.
I'm ready for this wave to end.
I think they're going to bring it back in season 5.
Dude, I don't need... That song has been played... There was an episode they played it 3 times in the episode.
Yeah, they play it a lot more.
Every episode, it's on there at least once. One episode, 3 fucking times.
Because it's what saves Max's life. Don't you want Max to live?
I understand.
All right.
But Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
I mean, they only have 90 minutes to play that song as much as possible.
Well, now I hear that there's an hour and a half and then a 2.5. So
yeah, episode 9 is like 220, 230, something like that.
An investment.
What? I mean, for me, it's all right. I'm either gonna watch 4 hours of Stranger Things or 4 hours of X-Files. I'm still,
yeah, but it breaks it up a little bit.
Fuck you. Just pause, walk around, break it up. I don't know.
Not the same.
All right, anything else on Heart besides
that? Oh, yeah, awesome? We didn't even really talk about it.
Nah, so, it's great.
Anything specific on there that you really like? Is Straight on that one?
I think so. Fucking you great. Should pull it up. Yeah, hold on. We're going to pause and get the track listing because it's a good album. Little Queen. That's a good song, actually.
Yeah, oh, it all is. No, Straight On is not on. It's on Dog and Butterfly. But I mean,
what album? Yes,
I don't know the names of most of the songs.
I know, that's why
you play it. I'm like, yeah, I know this song, I know this one too.
What inside artwork, back cover, Mexican press. What
are you doing?
I'm just trying to find a track list. But I am incapable. Hey, look at you. Yeah, I don't have Spotify, Beavis. I've told you this.
Did you see the new Beavis and Butthead movie yet?
Yep.
And?
I mean, I love Beavis and Butthead.
It's a Beavis and Butthead movie.
Yeah, it's Beavis and Butthead. So, like, it doesn't make sense. It's super dumb, and it's funny as hell. Like, it's Beavis and Butthead.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you paused it for some reason.
No, I just said we're going to pause and look for this.
Oh, okay. Well, I have
Yeah, dude, Kick It Out.
Yeah.
Kick It Out is such a banger. I love that
Little
song.
Little Queen's a great one.
Yep.
Love Alive is fucking awesome. Barracuda, Kick It Out. Yeah.
It's just so good.
Oh, yeah. Cry to Me's good.
They got a few crying songs.
Yeah. Yeah, there's 2 crying ones right in a row.
Yeah, Cry to Me and Go On Cry.
Dude, that would...
Oh, that's another good one, right? Go On Cry?
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
This is a great record.
Top to bottom.
You should get down with the Heart.
I talked about how good Heart is.
Did we already talk about it was Ann Wilson's birthday?
Yeah, we posted about it, too.
Oh, okay.
You did.
Yeah, we totally did.
You did, and then I stole the picture. And I did.
Sweet. So.
We should do that more often.
What?
Like, I should be looking up whose birthdays are when, and then just posting it.
Yeah. Let's do it. Every day is Chris Barnes' birthday.
We should do everyone's birthday except Chris Barnes.
What?
Yeah.
He only gets a meme from us.
Yeah, you gotta do a weekly Chris Barnes meme. That's your assignment.
I don't know, because I can't even... No.
It'll just be different variations of
me.
Buy a car. I don't think it would ever get back to him. I mean, unless, like, I guess if you're just hashtagging Chris Barnes, it probably would, but...
You know he looks.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, definitely. He probably follows it.
Who's tagging me today?
Yeah, he follows that hashtag. Oh, that's not... I never said snakes. Oh.
That's not what I was saying.
It's not what I said.
I said steaks.
It's 4th of July. We're having steaks.
All right.
Are we going to...
This is it. This is the last episode of Sleazen 2.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Yeah, of Sleazen 2. Yeah. Well, no, because
you
haven't sent me Chinese Democracy. That's when we know it's over.
I'll just post the photo of that album cover, and then there'll be no other context whatsoever.
You'll just send it to me. Be like, all right, this is the next album. And then that's it. That's how we know it's over.
All right. Well, this season is over.
Okay.
And
that's a short one.
The season?
No, the episode.
What are we at?
31.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Lucky you guys.
That's fine.
Sweet.
All right. So, yeah, this is the end of Sleazen 2.
We're going to see, we're going to a show next week.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah. Who are we seeing?
Which will be like months ago by the time you guys hear this.
It's okay.
The headliner is Left to Die, which is like a half cover band, but featuring original members.
Of Death. With
Matt Harvey from Exhumed and Gruesome and a litany of other bands. Is doing guitar and vocals, and his vocal range is right in, like, it's pretty close to Chuck's register, so it sounds pretty spot on. And then Gus Rios from Gruesome is playing drums, and he's a phenomenal drummer. He's like a professional, just hired gun, essentially, when it comes to drums.
Who's the band that we got to get there early for?
Oh, the opening band, Mortuous. Yeah, Mortuous. Super stoked to see them. They're from California. And they did do like a small East Coast run a few months ago, but they didn't come close to New England, so I didn't get to see them. And so, this will be like their second time out on the East Coast. So it'll be cool to see them.
Sweet.
And then Skeletal Remains.
I have the day off.
Is the, we should record something during the day. Or do you have errands and stuff to do? Oh, we should just hang out all day. All right. Until season 3.
We'll come up with a cleverer name for that one.
For season 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the subtitle for that one?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
They'll have to wait.
I think that's it.
The anticipation.
Season 3. You'll have to wait.
Bye.